Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Busby is chasing the ball. Rosen rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley takes first base on ball four. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Umflett reaches second base with a double. There goes Sievers trying to get to third. Doby throws the ball in to Rosen, who tags Sievers for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive towards the mound. McDermott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tipton for a passed ball. Philly moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pesky catches it and throws to second with Snyder covering, to double up Philly. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sievers is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to third. Busby moves to second. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon scores. Busby moves to third. Umflett moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Busby tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-1 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Umflett scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Dave Pope pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland scores. Pope moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-2 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-2 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McDermott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Don Mossy. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Avila reaches second base with a double. Strickland scores. Westlake goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby throws the ball into Avila who tags Vernon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Philly bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Gus Kiriazako is now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and has Glenn trapped. There's the throw to Yost, who throws back over to Snyder, who tags Glenn for the out. Strickland moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strickland. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Strickland steals third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Strickland scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive towards the mound. Kiriazako reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Umflett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Avila bunts in front of the plate. Tipton fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tipton. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Kiriazako covering, for the out. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Gus Kyriazakos. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.